Hello, and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today we continue our New Year's podcast series as we're joined by David Robertson, Managing Director for Avaya Canada, to discuss the events of 2021 and his thoughts on what's to come this year. We take a look back at a tough year in 2021, but one that was full of opportunity and results for Avaya Canada. We talk about how Avaya Cloud Office and OneCloud are changing the company's mix. We talk about the shift Robertson saw in customers from short-term staying alive decisions to long-term strategic thinking, and how Avaya partners have changed their focus to match. We discuss the top focuses for Robertson and his team in 2022, what partners can do to help meet his goals, the new types of partners with which Avaya is engaging, and much more. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with David Robertson. David, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate you joining us.
Absolutely. Excited to be here. Thanks for taking the time for me as well.
So 2021 seems like a pretty good time to, an interesting time to be in a space where you're all about connections and video conferencing and telecom and all of these spaces in which you live. I guess maybe can you sort of give us an overview of the experience of 2021 for Avaya in Canada?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was a tough year, I think, for everyone on a personal note. I think a lot of, people had to figure out the pivot, and that obviously deeply applied to corporations as well, right? So no one could have predicted this. And I remember, the week vividly. We were getting phone calls from our largest clients saying, it's Friday. We've just made the decision. People are going to be, working from home on Monday. What can you do to help us out? And I'll never forget, like, Jim Chirico and the executives all rallied around and said, what is it that we are going to do, and how are we going to respond to the customers that rely on us, the partners that rely on us to, figure this out? And Jim did an amazing thing. So our CEO basically said, look, we're going to turn the switch on that allows you guys enablement to work from home starting on Monday. And so it was a really hot switch, software enablement on our side, but it gave our customers that immediate relief that they needed. And there's so many stories. Like, I could tell you story after story after story, but, we're about 390 Canadians that work at Avaya in Canada. And there's about, 90 to 100 that work in the sales engineering organization. And I don't think it was enough to deal with the volume, because, we're the fourth largest, bookings revenue contributor to Avaya corporately of 180 countries. And so the phone was just ringing for those couple of days. And it was a bit of madness. But, I think that software enablement allowed us to tell a very good story to these somewhat panicked executives and IT leaders. And, I think it just allowed us to, bridge long-term relationships that we've had and continue that confidence that they've had in us. So it was pretty wild year for sure. But, long story, I think we had an incredible year financially as a result. We were able to help those customers out quickly. And then that had to obviously pivot into what their short, midterm, and long-term strategies were to deal with the new work from home scenarios.
That's something I wanted to ask about, was because 2020 was very much defined from a technology standpoint, at least, by that sudden massive everybody go work from home, we'll do what we have to do to make this work, and we'll figure out the rest of it later. I'm curious if you saw over the course of 2021 that now obviously hybrid became the buzzword, I think, of 2021 when it comes to the workplace. But did we get to the point where we could see clients taking that sort of sober second look at, okay, so we've done all this, where is this going to be going in the future? Now that everything is sort of in place to keep the business up and running, How do we maximize out of this? How do we start thinking about the future now? Is that something that you saw happening last year?
Yeah, for sure. And it was kind of, we're a big company, right? So we have geographies, we have segments, SMB or small business, we've got mid-market, we've got, enterprise, we've got large governments, and everything in between. And so, I saw a real kind of mixed approach in how organizations tackled the challenges. I think small business, who were, consistently relying on, key systems, PBX, legacy, really quickly looked at, you know, offers like Avaya Cloud Office, and they said, wow, I get, you know, video and collaboration, you know, built into the UC aspect of the entitlement. And it was just a no-brainer. So, I mean, they were able to pivot. And again, I remember stories. We were getting calls saying, you know, we got to do something like tomorrow. And we would, you know, go and pitch, you know, the merits of Avaya Cloud Office, ACO, and we would see customers literally sign up and, you know, by on a Monday, and by Tuesday or Wednesday, they were up and running. And, you know, we'd get these incredible thank you notes and phone calls from the customer saying, I didn't realize how fast you could pivot or help us pivot. And then you got, you know, enterprise organizations on the other end of the spectrum where we're big governments. And, you know, I think the big governments ripped up the rule books because typically, you know, they go RFP and, you know, it takes a while to issue that. And then there's an evaluation process. And, you know, there's usually a fairly lengthy process to do evaluation and shortlist and, you know, award. And we saw, you know, big governments rip up the rule books because they needed to get something done as well. So I've really seen a call to action through 21. But I think big businesses are going backwards, just to reflect on what they did. And, you know, they're really looking a little deeper into, okay, we made a short-term decision. Great. People are working from home. You know, a lot of employees tapped into Amazon or, you know, ran out to, you know, Costco or, you know, Office Depot or whatever. And, you know, they bought new chairs and they bought new cameras. You know, they tried to figure out their own ergonomics at home office. But then big corporate said, look, we need, you know, standards and consistencies, and we need to put in some long-term thinking. And so I think 21 was really about a quick burst, but then heavy planning. And I've seen a lot of organizations do that at the enterprise level and, you know, the government levels, do that deep, deep planning on, you know, did they make the right decisions? How do they maximize it? You know, what would they augment or shape a little bit differently for the future? So I think that's kind of been going on for the last couple quarters. And now we're starting to see some organizations kind of, you know, in that pivot, if you will. So it's been interesting to watch for sure.
All right. So so clients have had changing expectations or requirements, and those have shifted around a few times over the course of the last couple of years, I have to imagine. How it's being delivered is in oftentimes changing. How has that changed both who your partners are and, you know, how your partners do what they do, kind of how and where they add value to the equation?
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest value prop that a company like Avaya has in the marketplace, right? So not only do we have a really deep customer base, we've got incredible customers. We've got incredible partners in our ecosystem, and we've got some amazing Avaya employees. You know, I was doing recognitions this past week, and we had a slide up, and there was 32 folks in Avaya Canada celebrating an anniversary. And it was literally 41 years, 30, 20 plus years, 10 plus years. And I would say less than 10% were under 10 years. So the reality is, you know, we've been bringing on a tremendous amount of talent, specifically wired for our cloud organizations and our cloud structure that supports our partners and our customers. But we still have a tremendous amount of depth around what customers have today. And so a lot of customers are still in that kind of premise environment, still doing out the planning on how to transform and get over to the other side, which is, you know, a pure cloud or a public cloud or some kind of hybrid model. And the reality is the value proposition of Avaya is that we offer it all. And so to answer your question on, you know, how partners feel about this, well, like I said, depending on whether you're a small business and you just want to rip and go, or whether you're into, you know, a transformation at, you know, a big enterprise level, our partners have an ecosystem of choice. We can do premise, we can do public, we can do private, we can do hybrid. And the reality is it's all wrapped around our strategy of Avaya One Cloud. And it's a platform. And within the platform, you get UC, you get CC, you get collaboration. And then I think the magic bullet for us is really this growth that we're going to be seeing with our CPaaS platform. That really allows, you know, 15,000 developers around the world to contribute to how organizations, how partners will help these organizations with their plans for transformation. So I think we're one of a few organizations out there that offers such a deep kit bag that really allows them to be creative and flexible to help the customers.
All right. With that in mind, what can you tell me about kind of your priorities and your thinking as we head into 2022?
Yeah. So we were very successful with our cloud offers in 21. Like I said, we saw a lot of organizations, depending on geography and segments, it was maybe a little heavier in certain areas. But we did see an awful lot of enterprise customers pick public cloud and go that direction. We also saw a lot of customers suggest to us they made some short-term decisions and they needed a little more time for that planning, as I mentioned. And what they've picked is, a one cloud subscription model. And, a lot of our customers across Canada have locked into a 3 or a 5 year subscription model with Avaya because they want our partner community support. They want our Avaya badged employee support to help them with the journey. And a lot of organizations are going through the motions of trying to figure out, how do we take advantage of this Avaya One Cloud platform and which consumption model is right for me? And then what layers do I want to add on? Because the nice thing is you can be a premise customer today, you could be on an Avaya One Cloud subscription, meaning that you're handcuffed in any way, shape, or form, because we're allowing our customers to take all of our leading edge technologies, whether it's AI or whether it's creativity from a specific partner, and we're able to layer that into an over-the-top motion in a hybrid fashion. So what we're seeing is customers that are premise that need a little bit more time, move to a subscription. That's what happened. Now they're layering in technologies that are giving them what they need today while they build out their model over the next 2-3 years to get to that one cloud, public-private hybrid model.
All right. What would you like to see your partners doing to, or what do you need from your partners to support that that transformation in your customer base?
Yeah, first and foremost, it's a scale opportunity from my lens, right? We're a big organization, operating in 180 countries. We get a lot of depth and support globally for our Canadian customers. We have some amazing talents, internally, local in country. But our partner community, they're so talented and they've been very loyal. And we just have great depth and experience within our partner community. They give us that scale and reach that we probably can't get on our own. And the reality is they bring in, different service offerings that, really do bundle in with our core offerings that, make that recipe card for the customer success. The other thing we're seeing on the flip side of that is as we're investing into more and more cloud messaging with our customers, we're seeing a whole set of new partners come on board, organizations that really kind of want to just do the agency model. They have a set of reference customers that they deal with on, various different fronts. And, they see Avaya as an organization and our partner community as an organization to help them with a potential revenue and margin opportunity for their organization. They have no background in telecommunications. They have no skills in telecommunications. They just really have the relationship. So a lot of those type of organizations heard the message around our public offers. They're taking them to their customer, which again expands our reach. But without question, they're looking to hand it back when it comes to the pitch, the wrappers, the support, the customer success, the day two deliveries and all the things in between.
All right. And kind of the reverse of that is, what can partners expect from Avaya in terms of strategy, in terms of focus, in terms of programs over the course of this year?
Yeah. So, as we move from, premise to software, we're now a SaaS organization, right? 98% of our revenues are coming from software and services. If you look at our model of CAPS, subscription, as I mentioned, was, a massive lever for us, but we're also seeing huge growth in cloud and alliance partners. ARR is another, massive growth marker for Avaya, and that really tells, the industry and the shareholders that we are a SaaS company. And so our partners, depending on who they are and where they're at in their own transformation journeys, it's about education. And so we're really investing into our partners with education, with support. We're layering in additional incremental headcount from a channel support perspective to make sure that they're covered, to make sure that they have access to information that they need. When there's a challenge with the customer motion, you know, they have a place to call, you know, a place to get information. And I think that at a corporate level, we're really building out a ton of information for community of partners to access. And then it'll be a bit of an evolution for some, and I feel that others are already there. So, you know, there's no one size fits all. It's really about, you know, understanding who you're working with, what they need, and then it's just that collaborative exercise of, you know, over communicating what's available and supporting them in their efforts to grow their business and hit the market.
Yeah, and the fun of this industry is once that evolution is nearing completion, it'll be time for the next evolution.
Yeah, so, exactly. We'll do another pivot and we'll be on some other fun stuff. But, you know, I really do see the core of Avaya as a very, very stable platform. And again, it's a platform concept. You know, a lot of our competitors are forced to, you know, go in and talk about public, or they're forced to go in and talk about private. I mean, we are in a very luxurious position to be able to go offer customers, you know, multiple concepts. And again, it's all within one platform. It's the Avaya One Cloud offering. And again, there's different models and different consumptions that you can take out of it. And I think that's the value that our partners see going to the market and talking to their customers. They can truly ask, what is it you need help with? And then our core, coupled with their skills and their wrappers, it often is the answer that the customers need to help with.
All right. Wrapping things up, any parting shots you want to get out there in terms of the experience that was 2021, or what you're thinking about for 2022 for your partners?
Yeah, so 21 was an incredible ride. It had definitely some, you know, personal highs and personal lows, like most out there. From a business perspective, it was all highs. We taxed our team a little bit at the beginning, but I think we caught our stride and caught up after kind of the first wave. And ever since, we've been busy communicating with our customers, showing them roadmap, talking to them about, you know, what's possible. We've been working with incredible partners across Canada on, you know, different segments, different geographies, different opportunities. So 21 was very successful. I see 22 as the year of, you know, evolving. I see it as a lot of those large organizations have kind of done and completed their plans. They're going to go into execution mode. So I see it as a massive opportunity for us to work really closely with our great partners and our channel community and figure out, you know, how we help these customers that are now ready to execute on some what I'd call short and midterm planning. You know, we can help them really execute and deliver on what their business outcomes are.
All right. All the best in realizing those goals. And thank you once again for taking the time.
Absolutely. Appreciate you, Rob.
So there you have it. A look back at the year that was 2021 and a look ahead to 2022, courtesy of Avaya Canada's David Robertson. I'd like to thank David for taking the time to chat with us. Thank Avaya Canada for their continuing support of the site. And of course, thank you for listening today. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week as we're joined Thursday by frequent guest Tony Anscombe of ESET, who'll take us through their analysis of the threatscape in the final third of 2021 and get Tony's thoughts on what might be some of the dominant security stories of 2022. Until then, we would, as always, invite you to subscribe to the podcast in your podcatcher choice, and if it gives you a chance to leave us a review, 5 stars would be great. Until Thursday, I'm Robert Duff for ChannelBuzz.ca. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you around the channel.